Okay, this is our final press conference of the day with the number two seed group from Bemidji State. We have Coach Tom Ceratori. We have senior forward Chris McKelvey, junior forward Matt Reed, and sophomore defenseman Brad Hunt. Coach, if we could invite you to make a few opening comments, and then we'll take questions.
We're just excited to be in Fort Wayne, Indiana, to represent Bemidji State University, the region and the community in this tournament. We're excited to be here. We have a couple of alumni living in the area who played for the Fort Wayne Comets. And, again, we're ready to drop the puck, and we're excited to play Michigan. And, again, we're also, I want to congratulate Alabama Huntsville for being in the tournament from the CHA.
Questions?
Hey, Coach, I was just wondering, with your experience last year, okay, you came in probably, I'm sure, thinking that you were going to make another run, successful run to the Frozen Four. Do you, how do I say it, do you feel that there's some urgency with your group now, with this team? Do you feel you're in a better position to go to the Frozen Four, or even though you got a tough hole and you with Michigan and the possibility of the Red Hawks, do you think that how do you feel about your chances right now? And
I think it's two.
Michigan and the possibility of the Red Hawks.
I think we all dream of going to the Frozen Four again, but to actually talk about going to the Frozen Four, I think, is way too premature right now. We're playing the University of Michigan, who's went to the NCAA tournament 20 straight years, who has 25 wins, who probably has the highest tradition of any team in college hockey right now. The success they've had, and I just think, again, it would be way too premature to even talk about the Frozen Four. Again, that's our dream. That's our goal. But we have to worry about Michigan. And we just have to worry about tomorrow night.
The one thing I noticed, that your practice was different from all the other practices that you had. Yours was full tempo, was full contact. I saw an open ice hip check. And, you know, even though other people are saying this is your regular practice, in some way, don't you think you were sending a statement to everybody else that you guys are just here for business? It's all business.
There was no statement or message. That's the way.
That's our
Thursday practice. It was 48 minutes. It's just that's our Thursday practice. Our guys know what our Thursday practice consists of. So there was no message to be sent right there. And again, we prepare during the week tactically what we need to do against Michigan. So again, this is what we do. We get a good sweat. We get the heart rate up, and we try to play at that tempo in a game. So. That's our practice on Thursday. It's not Thursday right now, but that's our Thursday practice.
Whether there's a game on Friday or not, it's always that's the Thursday.
Yeah. Only if there's the game.
Take it easy before.
It was just a high tempo practice. I mean, there was a little resistance in our rushes, and there was a little resistance in the small game that we had. But by and large, again, we're just trying to get up and down the ice and try to work on our skills and try to make sure the goaltenders get some pucks and play at the tempo that we need to play at tomorrow night. Thank you.
Matt, could you talk about what you expect to go up against Michigan defense? Because in the last six games, they've only given up nine. It seems like since they've had to, you know, win the CCHA tournament, they really could be better than that.
Well, you know what, Michigan's just a great team overall, and it starts a good team starting the back end, and you know they have a great defensive core, but. For our team to be successful, I think we got to win puck battles in their corners. We got to limit our turnovers in the neutral zone and get pucks deep and just outwork them the whole game, every shift. And we got to wear them down. And hopefully that they'll make mistakes and we can capitalize on them.
Well, offensively, they're very talented, you know, led by Matt Reed. Ian Lowe, he's the shooter. He's a goal scorer. Matt, he's very tenacious. He makes a lot of plays. He's very well-rounded. Jordan Georges makes a lot of plays. So they got a lot of chemistry between them. They're all highly skilled. But I think this is probably this year, again, there's no question, that line is our primary scorer. But we have very good secondary scoring. with our other two lines. And I take a look at the balance that we have right there. We feel, again, every line can contribute, but there's no question that particular line, there's a few weapons on that line, and we would definitely rely on those guys. You really want those guys to score because they have the ability to do so. But, again, you can't get too high and you can't get too low. The bottom line is if everybody can contribute and you get secondary scoring, you're going to be in good shape. If you don't get secondary scoring, it's very difficult because two goals probably is not going to cut it.
Can you talk about just imagine 20 years in a row going to an NCAA tournament?
It's unbelievable. I was talking to Sean Richland and Ben about that. It's a special program over there. We have a special program. We're very proud of what we've done and what we've accomplished. But 20 years, that's consistency. No team in college hockey has had that type of consistency. Everybody's had a few valleys throughout the last 20. All the BCS schools, that's what I call those types of schools. I think we all do. And you have to give Red credit, Billy, Mel. They've got continuity in their staff. Those guys work hard. They're great people. And that's why they're Michigan. And I think we're all a little envious. We all love to have a program like that. We all love to have that type of consistency. But the bottom line is they've delivered and they've got it done.
Chris, you're always matched up against the other team's top line. How do you like your matchup tomorrow?
I'll tell you when the game's over. Myself, Tyler Larkey and Jamie McQueen like that role. It's something we take pride in, it's just something. It's a great challenge for us every weekend. We get to do it, so tomorrow's going to be no different. It's going to be a great challenge, and we're going to do everything we can to stop them. So,
can you just talk about the difference in your team this year compared to last year going to the tournament? Just is there a confidence there, or is there a difference that you see as noticeable?
I think that's hard. People always ask that question. The thing that we don't do is we don't talk about anything like that. The staff doesn't talk to the players. The players, we don't talk to the staff about that. We just play. So I guess the difference of this team is we've been consistent throughout the year. We only have 9 losses. We're one of the few teams in college hockey with single digits in losses. We've won 10, 11 games on the road. I think we were one of 4 teams during the regular season to win double digits on the road. So I think when you look at that, we've been very consistent this year. But that team last year, we had good karma the last 2 months, last 15 or 16 games, very good karma. And we knew that in our practices, the coaching staff. We had – our practices were kind of up and down last year. I still remember it was probably the middle of the end of January. We were at a staff meeting, and we just said, wow, no matter what happens the rest of the year. And we were back and forth last year. We had 5-game winning streaks, 5-game losing streaks, 3-game winning streaks, 3-game losing streaks. It was as helter-skelter as you could get. But I just remember saying, I don't know what we're going to do the rest of the year, wins and losses, but our practices are outstanding. And I think that has a lot to do with it. If you're sharp in your practices, I really believe that's going to carry over Friday and Saturday night. And we were very sharp. And earlier in November and December, we weren't. Our practices were just – it was tough. And we were very concerned as a staff. This year – our consistency, our practice habits, and I think it's a lot of it's attributed to our leadership and our just our guys. And maybe, again, indirectly, last year's Frozen Four run in those last 15 or 16 games have carried over. I think the guys probably saw that type of success in how we did things, and, it did carry over. So I don't know the difference. I don't know the attitude of the guys. The bottom line is, though, I think there is some quiet confidence. I think you have to have some quiet confidence. But I don't think you can talk about it too much because once you start being overconfident – there's such a small margin of error with all the teams in college hockey, a small margin of error. And we can attest to that for what happened last year in the regional, that you better make sure that you're prepared to play.
Question for the players. Can you just talk about the last 2 weeks? What have you been thinking about since and had them step in the tournament?
I just think we've been thinking about this the whole time. We've wanted to be here this whole year, and it's finally here, and we just want to get this game against Michigan going, and that's all we've been worried about since we found out that we're playing them. And I think we match up fine against them. I think we're going to go in there, we're going to work our hardest, and hopefully the outcome is for the best for us.
What do you know about Michigan?
You got about a half hour, John? They're dangerous. I mean, they're very dangerous. They're skilled. They're fast. They're very dangerous. They have five defensemen with double figures in points. That's a lot. I mean, that's a lot of offense on the back line. 240-point scores in Carl Hagelin and Caparuso. They're at 20% on the power play, 865 on the penalty kill, so they're very consistent on their special teams. 25 wins. People are sitting there saying, Michigan, they're having a tough year, Michigan. 25 wins. It's a lot of wins. I think a lot of us would like to have 25 wins. We've had a great year. We only have 23. So they're just a great hockey team. They're gelling at the right time. They've just got high octane. They got seven guys who played in the U.S. national program. They've got 11 NHL draft picks. There's just a lot of talent. They're skilled. They're talented. They're fast. They're dangerous. We just have to make sure we're very smart against them. But we've played a lot of – we're battle-tested. We're a battle-tested team. On the flip side, we've played a lot of good hockey teams this year, and we played a lot of good hockey teams on the road. So this is not uncharted waters for us. But we also realize we have so much respect for that team. I have so much respect for that team. I was telling Sean and Ben earlier, I've watched Michigan play four times this year. During Thanksgiving, I watched them beat Minnesota 6-1. We actually played in the North Dakota Thanksgiving tournament, so they were playing the later game. I watched them on a weekend that we were idle in January beat Fairbanks 6-0 on TV. Fairbanks is a very good hockey team. Minnesota is a very good hockey team. And, of course, we all watched the CCHA tournament at the Joe this past weekend. So the four games I've watched Michigan, they're, as I told Sean and Ben, they look like the Detroit Red Wings. They're good. They're very good, and we know they're very good. So that's what I know about them, John, and that's how good they are, how talented they are. So it's going to be a great challenge for us.